Gavin Newsom's wife, who very well may be the first lady of the United States, if God forbid he wins the 2028 presidential election. Oh, I'm sorry, the first partner. She doesn't refer to herself as the first lady in California ever since he became the governor, because that's not woke enough. So to be more inclusive, they changed the title to the idiotic first partner in order to further try to destroy traditional gender norms and what they call heteronormativity, which is the culture Marxist buzzword, meaning that, of course, heterosexuality, heterosexual couples, normal couples are the norm. And so they're upset. These lunatic leftists, the godless Satanists, are upset that, of course, normalcy is considered to be normal. But here's a little taste of what would be in store for America if her silver-tongued servant of Satan husband were to win in 2028.
My sons are really into sports, or so are my girls, but my sons will watch their favorite athletes on YouTube.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you'll find this sort of alt-right, extreme, you know, Jordan Peterson type speaking to my sons.
Right.
It's insane.
Right.
Connected to the sports culture. That's not healthy. Are you kidding?
It's not healthy for her children to hear from a psychologist who doesn't want to be forced to call transgender people their preferred pronouns. It's extreme. He's alt-right. These leftists are so out of touch, they think that Jordan Peterson, of all people, are hateful. Well, wait until they get a load of me.
Are you kidding? So then our boys are learning hate, bigotry, misogyny, racism. Yeah. So it's very dangerous, you know, and I think we have to take responsibility and we have to hold those in leadership and tech accountable, because they're making all this money and they're leaving our world in a very, very dangerous place.
It's dangerous to have kids hear the other side of the argument that Americans shouldn't be forced to refer to some they-them by whatever whacked-out, invented neo-pronouns they've concocted today. This is the same nonsense these whack jaws have been saying for years. Remember when Kara Swisher, who was this big tech columnist in Silicon Valley, sat down with the then CEO of YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, who has since died and been replaced with an Indian, literally a poop thrower, is now the CEO of YouTube. But then they're sitting down together at the Lesbians Who Tech conference. Apparently there's a conference for lesbians who like being in the tech industry. And Kara Swisher told the CEO to her face that Ben Shapiro should be banned from YouTube.
My son, who's 13 years old, started watching Ben Shapiro videos. And he's like the gateway drug to the next group. And then it goes right to Jordan Peterson. Then it goes down. And in three clicks, he was at neo-Nazi stuff.
Well, hopefully he's a griper now. And like many have woken up to Ben Shapiro's scam. I'll finish this clip in the moment. But speak of the devil, Ben Shapiro has 7 million subscribers on his YouTube channel. And as you can see, his recent uploads are getting a whopping 33,000 views, 42,000. Oh, there he broke 100,000 views, 133,000 views, 21,000 views, 120. Occasionally he does break a couple hundred thousand views, but just look at how pathetic those numbers are.
I think what you're describing is, and the way we think about it too, look, there's a set of content that has to meet the community guidelines. Ben Shapiro is going to meet the community guidelines. So I don't think you're suggesting that we remove him from the platform, are you?
I would, but I can't. No,
okay.
But like last time I saw you, I was like, get Alex Jones off that platform. And you're like, well, the community guidelines. And then you got him
now
off.
He's not on the platform.
I know, so I was right, but that's enough.
It was a terms of service, actually.
Terms of service. He broke our
terms of service,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Imagine being so woke and out of touch that you think that Ben Shapiro is too far to the right. Notice that Kara Swisher also targeted Jordan Peterson, who started out as a psychologist, just posting his lectures online, but then signed a multi-million dollar deal with the Daily Wire, and then started endorsing things like gay marriage, gay adoption, and regime change in Iran. Here he is sitting down with Dave Rubin, Conservative Inc.'s token gay guy, and one of Ben Shapiro's best friends, who's also Jewish and a major Zionist, obviously, reminiscing about how Jordan Peterson endorsed his marriage to some other dude, and them buying children through surrogacy, and even naming one of those poor children after Peterson himself.
Well, we've got two-year-olds now, and Justin's middle name is Jordan, which one of the great joys of my life was calling you up that day and asking you if we could do it, and we got the Jordan Peterson tears, which, you know, we've gotten every now and again.
That was after he did this sit-down interview with Ruben, praising their decision to have Dave's husband take on the role of the mother for the poor children.
Roughly speaking, women tend to do the nurturing thing more and men do the encouraging thing more. So now the question is, how do you mediate? How do you manage to fulfill both those roles in the absence of a heterosexual arrangement?
Now, yes. You know David pretty well, and we've been out to dinner with Tammy many times.
Yeah.
And you know him. He is incredibly warm and nurturing and loving.
Feminine, okay, as many of the LGBTQ people are, but he's not a woman. He's not taking the place of the mother. These poor children will never know their mother because of the rules involved in privacy with egg donation.
And deeply cares about all those things. And I'm telling you, he is reading about skin-to-skin contact every day and all of the breast milk stuff and everything. And I know he will have a huge percentage of the stuff that a mother would bring.
I'll spare you any more of the cringe so you don't vomit, but obviously Jordan Peterson endorses and continued to endorse the practice of these two men buying eggs from fertility clinics, renting two women's wombs as surrogates, having those two women artificially inseminated, one with each of their sperm. And in Conservative Inc. at the Daily Wire, that's totally normal now. That's MAGA, don't you know, or neo-MAGA is probably the term that we should start using to describe these usurpers. The new MAGA leadership, like Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin. Neo-MAGA is all about making Israel and Iran great again. Right, Dr. Peterson?
If any of you have been particularly taken by this story today, you know, you could always put pen to paper and write your congressman or your senator or and let them know that you're not all that happy about the situation in Iran, and that if the politicians got their act together and were stalwart in their opposition to this fundamentalist, totalitarian, misogynistic, brutal regime, that maybe it could be pushed over and that would be a nice object lesson to totalitarian tyrants everywhere in the world.
We are facing a communist takeover in America. Our culture has been almost completely destroyed. The social norms completely usurped. And he and the other neocons, the neo-MAGAs, are worried about making Israel and Iran great again. I mean, what's next? Is neo-MAGA going to start calling for Cuba to be made great again? Oh, wait, what's this?
Today we have a greater chance that in the next 6 months we will see a new government in Venezuela, in Cuba, and in Iran.
That was obviously at CPAC, the big conservative conference for establishment Republicans, where they're more interested in making foreign countries great again than they are taking over our local and state legislatures here at home. And while those who have been supporting the war in Iran have been careful to say, well, it's not troops on the ground, it's just some flyby bombings, which, by the way, have been going on now for over a month, but we now have the neo-MAGA leadership like Mark Levin calling for boots on the ground. And if, or God forbid, when that happens, you're going to see the neo-MAGA leadership say, that's real MAGA. We need to finish the job, as George W. Bush said about Iraq, which took 20 years to do.
Troops on the ground. He said no troops on the ground. I don't remember that in any campaign speech either. But why would we need troops on the ground? Well, there's a lot of reasons. And we wouldn't need 300,000 of them.
Just 50,000, just 100,000. At this point, as Hillary Clinton said, what difference does it make?
It's this uranium, too. We've got to get the uranium.
Oh, so now it's not just about disabling their nuclear facilities and then moving on to their weapons systems, their missile launchers. Now we got to send troops in there and then take the uranium.
If it cannot be destroyed, if it cannot be altered, we got to get it. For the reason I just said, you can make dirty bombs, And over time, you can still make sophisticated missiles.
And President Trump slipped up yesterday, giving the Democrats the ultimate campaign ad that's going to run 24/7 as the midterms arrive, by saying this.
The United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare.
Hey, we're fighting a war over Israel and Iran now. We don't have any money for daycare here in America for American children. The president did make a very strange primetime address last night about the war, where people were hopeful that he was going to say it's just wrapping up. But instead, he said this.
We're going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong.
Over the next 2 to 3 weeks. So this war will go on for at least 2 months. Just 15 days to slow the spread. Remember that from the COVID days? And a lot of people thought that this initial bombing campaign was just going to last a couple days. Just like the initial bombing campaign last summer, which actually only lasted one day. But now, here we are, over a month in. So, what's another 3 weeks? Anything for Israel. But if you say something like that, or if you point out the Clean Break Report, which was written up in the late 1990s by Benjamin Netanyahu and a bunch of other neocons, calling for the removal of Saddam Hussein in order to, well, benefit Israel, then people like Jonathan Greenblatt, that ghoul over at the ADL, will call you an anti-Semite.
Just look at what happened in the days after the U.S. and Israel launched the military operations against Iran.
Half of the Americans are upset about it. According to a poll on the Mark Dice YouTube channel, less than one-third of the audience supports it.
I mean, whatever your views on the conflict might be, and reasonable people can hold very reasonable differences. What happened next was not about policy. It wasn't about geopolitics. It was about blame. And the blame, as it so often does, was placed at the feet of who else? The Jews.
Well, I mean, Israel is a Jewish country, but you're not supposed to question how they want to keep their supermajority of ethnic Jews over there while certain group of people requests diversity in all white Western European countries.
And Jewish donors, they have a lot of explaining to do, a lot of decoupling to do, because Jewish donors have been the number one funding mechanism of radical, open border, neoliberal, quasi-Marxist policies, cultural institutions, and nonprofits. This is a beast created by secular Jews. It's the nonprofits, it's the movies, it's Hollywood, it's all of it. It's like time for you guys to wake up and say no more, draw a line in the sand. I don't care if you hate me.
Remember when the neocons weren't even calling this a war and they were suggesting that it was just going to last a few days? Well, I'm sorry to say, I told you so. Which is also why I sell the War is a Racket shirt, which you should order from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. Also, in case you missed it, I just released this American Speak English shirt, which has the crest on the front left chest and a big graphic on the back. So again, all of my designs available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.